Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Before we get jumping into the podcast today, because Coach Bill and I are hijacking high school hoops for a little while, we want to give a big shout out to Game Changer, who's sponsoring the next couple months. We're excited about that. So tell them a little bit about Game Changer, Coach.
Yeah, coaches, go check out Game Changer at gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops. One more time, that's gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops. It is a game changer. I use the app. I love it. You can track stats. You can do live. It shows live video, live stats. So if one of your players' parents, grandparents can't be at the game, they can see it live. So it streams live and they can see the stats roll in as their favorite player on the court is, scoring and getting defensive stops. And it tracks, it's easy, just a couple of thumb, scrolls and clicks and scoring is made super simple. I know my parents were a little bit worried about tracking stats, but after it, they really found out that it was super simple to use. Again, it's gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops.
Check it out.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Before we were jumping on, I was telling Jake that I got to remember, it's been a while since we've done some taping. I go, oh, crud. I hope I remember everything to get started.
I got my mental checklist right here. I have our sponsors written down.
You got everything. Okay.
Yep. You want to start with your sponsors. Our first sponsor is Dr. Dish.
Dr. Dish. We love Dr. Dish. Actually have a meeting with Dr. Dish coming up. I'm so excited. Hey, I'm going to tell you a story about Dr. Dish. First of all, mention me, mention our podcast, mention anything. They'll give you $450 off and they'll take really good care of you. I'm going to tell you. So obviously they gave me really good customer service before they were sponsored. But let me tell you, it was like almost instantaneous. I needed two things. I needed, it was weird. You know, the rim, the metal thing that goes around the rim, they hook in to tell it makes and misses. It cracked on the seam. So I sent them a picture. And then one of my nets, you know, the nets are like squares about inch by inch. Two of the nets are starting to frail. So I said, hey, man, can you help me out with this? Blah, 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 blah. I think within a day or two, I had both of them on my front step. It was crazy. And the metal one was crazy because it's like, now I can tell you from someone that owns it wasn't from overuse. Wasn't like my shooting machine was being overused. It should have been, but it wasn't. But anyway. Great customer service. So go over and check them out. Tell them I sent you. They'll take really good care of you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm dealing with a programmer. I'm doing some big shifts. I'm getting rid of all semi-annual and annual memberships are going away. It's going to be monthly or it's going to be my master sale where you're going to get not only Teach Hoops, but you're going to get full season access. And then you're going to get my full library. It's going to be everything. So there's going to be basically two choices when this thing is done. Not sure when it's going to be done because I'm not a computer programmer. But if you want to get in, you're thinking about the yearly or semi-annual one, or you're thinking about anything like that, I would jump in soon. Prices are going to go up because I got to pay for the program. So it's not going in my pocket. It's going right to the stand, to the programmer. It's going to that or the IRS, probably. Anyway, make sure you go over and check that out. One-stop shop. Hey, I'm going to tell you a Teach Hoops thing. Best thing ever. My fifth year coaching as a JV coach in Wausau. And Will, if you listen to this is for you. So I get an email. I have a member that's his name, Will Rife. And I go, I had a Will Rife. I had a Will, I mean, long, lanky kid, blah, blah, blah. Like, what if that's the Will Rife that I coach that joined T-Tubes? And he sent me an email because he somehow didn't get the login or something. And I sent him back an email and said, is this my Will Rife? Is this the Will Rife I coached? And he sent back this nicest thing about, like, oh, coach, you changed my life. And when I had my appendix out when I was a sophomore, it was you, it was my mom, my dad, and you were the only people who came to the hospital. And it meant so much to me. And it's like, oh my God, it's just, it's literally a shining light. It was, it made me feel so good. But anyway, that's my T-Tube story. But it's a small world.
Where is he coaching now?
I didn't ask him that. I should ask him that. I don't. He's coaching. Well, I think he's still in Northern Wisconsin. He's coaching his son. Okay. So I think he's a fifth grader or sixth grader. Okay. I don't remember. If I'm wrong, Will, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. But he Googled me. It's like, wait, he Googled me and he found me. So it's great. Anyway, makes you feel good when you feel like you've touched someone. It made a difference. Yeah, that's why we do this anyway. All right. So what's today's topic is not going to get me fired. I'm going to try. Or some bad calls. But we're going to talk about officials today. My perspective on officials has changed. I can definitely tell you that. This had to. There is an official shortage. That is real. Because I seem to see the same officials over and over again. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's like the same ones over and over and over and over and over. Anyway.
And they're also getting overworked, too. So
they are. I think they are. And they're getting overworked by coaches, too. And, you know, I was talking to you before we came on air about my team. To be honest with you, I got so many things to worry about with my team. Maybe. I think I was worse on officials when my team was really good. Does that have anything else to worry about? Like, what am I going to tell Jerron to do?
Right.
You know, it was more I was worried about the, you know, the micro calls. And I think people spend not proportional, this is going to be the math teacher, amount of time on officials rather than their team. You know what I'm saying? I think they're spending 80% on the officials and 20% on their team, and it should be maybe 80% on your team and 20% on the officials. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know what the percentage is.
I would say that's kind of been my change. I would say, like, I have, like, feel like I've not even, I've had, like, maybe one interaction with an official in the first 10 games of the season. And it wasn't even that serious, but I will tell you that I think my captains have done a really good job. I have really good senior leadership this year, talking to the officials in a very polite manner. That makes things a lot easier. And I actually think that they really respect that when they come up in a respectful manner and ask the official things. I think what happens too, though, is when you're dealing with officials, you get caught up and be mad at the way that they're calling it instead of getting your players to be adjusted of how they're calling the game. So I would say, like, last night we had a game and they were calling the game really tight. And I could sense that my team was getting frustrated. I probably should have took a timeout and just refocused them and kind of told them, all right, this is how they're calling the game. We got to adjust. We ended up with three starters with two fouls. We had to put some other players in and it became a little bit hard on us. So I think sometimes that you have to look at officials of how they're calling the game and you have to adapt as a coach instead of just barking and barking and barking. This is how they're going to call it. And you have to adjust within your coaching.
Yeah. All right. Sorry to interrupt the podcast. Kermit the Frog here with basketball voice, but you know, it's basketball season. That's what happens to your voice during basketball season.
You just get done with a tournament.
So I know. You know what I sound like? I sound like someone that's been smoking too much, but I don't smoke.
You don't
smoke. That's what. But we're stopping the podcast to talk about game changer, and it is a game changer. Like you said, no pun intended. And what does it do, Coach?
Yeah, it is a real time scorekeeping and live streaming app. So, and it's free for your Android or iOS device. So when you Hand it to a parent. They can track stats. Super easy. Super easy. You don't have to have knowledge of the game.
You hand it to that parent that's yelling at the officials and being loud. That's what I use.
That's right.
Yeah. I swear to God, when I use game change, here you go. And they got to focus so they can't be too loud. So it's great from that standpoint. But
that's right. And I wish I had it when I was growing, when I was coaching my own kids, because their grandma lived out of state. And, you know, with game changer, she can now watch the game
live stream.
Because it's live stream. So grandma can watch the game, be part of the game. It's like you said, it's a game changer for coaches to really get a pulse of their team, where they need to improve, what they put an emphasis on practice. The stats, the data is there to help. And again, like I said, it's super easy to track stats while watching the game.
And it's so different than when you and I were coaching our kids, because basically you're carrying around a camcorder in your pocket.
Right. You know? Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, an iPad, but also a phone. These things can all live stream it. But where do they find this, coach?
Yeah, if you head on over to gc.com, again, G as in George, C as in Collins.com, and go to sports and find the basketball app there. It is free, and you can live stream games, allow parents and friends to watch that game, and obviously track the stats on your team. So
great. Let's get back to the podcast. Let's go back to the podcast. Yeah. I think a lot of young coaches don't do that as much. I agree. I think that adjustment to the physicality, it's changed over my 35 years of coaching. It's like what they used to call and what they call now. Wow. Yeah. It's just the whistle's different and the game is different, and you better adjust or you're going to become a dinosaur.
Right.
And to be honest with you, you got to remember, most of these guys were working in their accounting office, 3 hours before tip off. You know, it's not like they're sitting at home reading the rule book.
But I think you're a good one on this, is like, if you really want to be good with officials, you have to understand the rules of the game, don't you think?
Yes. Well, you know that game, that Sun Prairie West game we won last year, because
it was insane because you knew the rules. I'm just trying to think about other things besides of yelling at officials, what you can do or how you can do to have better interaction with officials. And I think being extremely knowledgeable of the game,
right,
and how you can, is completely like having a real conversation, you know, about the rules and approaching the rules. I think people are, referees are more likely to listen to your conversation than just as you know.
And then asking them about the rule. I thought there were a couple goaltendings. I guess, I swear that one of them went off the board and then they tapped it away. It's like, you know, it's different. The college game is different than the high school game,
right,
as far as, you know, is it above the rim? One of them, he said it was never above the rim, so it wasn't goaltending, but it was off the glass. It's like, well, you don't think it could have spun in? It's like, well, it's not above the rim, so it doesn't matter. Like,
you know, I would just say too, like, far from few, officials really don't make the final outcome of the game. Like, sometimes they'll be a bad call, but at the end of the day, you have to look at, all right, how was I from the free throw line? How many turnovers did I have? Would that made any other difference than just poor officiating? You know,
right.
Did we adapt?
No, and I think part of it too is the yes, and we've all had games where probably the game was decided by the officials either in our favor or not in our favor. But I would guess it's one half of 1%.
Right. And
it is a micro, it is a small part.
Because part of the officiating, part of the thing is adapting to how the game is being called.
Right.
If you don't do that, then guess what? You're going to continue to struggle against that officiating. You have to adapt. That's the reality of it.
Right. Like,
rather than be consistent, right? Be consistent than not be consistent.
So I'm going
to
ask you a question. You know, in like a week we play in Northern Wisconsin. What kind of call are we going to get in Northern Wisconsin?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never, I don't know.
I haven't coached in there since 97. I don't know. Is it going to be a close call? Is it going to be a loose call? Is it going to be, I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, and I don't know what the style of play is up in Northern West.
I think north of Portage, for people that are not from Wisconsin, I think north of Portage is very Dick Bennett, Bo Ryan, pack line, man, aggressive, grind basketball, I think, unless it's changed. Now, obviously the team we're going to play shoots a lot of threes, and this will be posted after we play them, so I don't really care. But, you know, they're more like a Southern Wisconsin team than a Northern Wisconsin team, I think, from what I've seen in the scout. But, you know, you think about, even think about the Pier, think about the Fox Valley. You know, it's more physicality. It's more like, but I just don't know. Are they going to blow the whistle, or are they going to just let you play?
Well, it's also like how well, and I'm not here to criticize officials, it's just how fit, you know, like, you know, if the game is fast, it becomes harder, right?
Right. And this is a good tournament thing for high school coaches too. It's like, I don't know if your state works like our state, but especially the farther you'll go in tournament, they move officials around.
Right.
Like, so we're in Madison. We might get Milwaukee officials in a game before the state, before you go to the state tournament. Or you might get one from Northern Wisconsin up by Green Bay rather than near Madison. So I think that's part of it too. It's like, it's an adjustment. It's like, and I always tell something about officials. I always tell my players this too. At some point, from someone that's coached a really long time, at some point in the tournament trail, you're going to get a call that's not going your way. Something you can't control is going to be uncontrollable. And how do you overcome it? Every time we've gone to the state tournament, we've gotten you're playing too many games. At some point, you're going to get in foul trouble. At some point, something's going to happen. How are you going to adjust to that in that window? That's the question. And if you don't, you'll lose. So, and then you go home. At that point in the year, you go home. So, I think that's a good thing to think about with officials too. Let's say the officials are bad. I think most officials are good, but let's say the officials are bad. Okay, you should lean in like they're bad. Okay, so what are we going to do? What do we can't control that. What can we control? And that goes back to what you said. How is the whistle being called?
Or the speed of play is really fast and hard in this group of officials. How are you going to adjust?
Right. Well,
you know?
Yes. So I think that's something you got to really think about in terms of...
Because games are easy when both teams are running zone and the game is slow. But when the game gets fast, it becomes harder on those officials to call. And you have to understand that if you're going to play that style and you're playing against a team that plays that style,
and calls are going to be missed more. I think.
And I don't care how physically, I don't care how physically fit you are. The speed of the game is just so much faster.
Right.
Like if you ever go to a state tournament, go a couple divisions, you go and you get down to D2, D1, the speed of game is insane. The higher level, like big schools, the speed is just so fast.
I agree. All right. Anything else with officials?
Nope.
All right. No, that was a really fast no, coach. he must be getting ready for his afternoon nap. Okay.
You know me so well.
Okay. Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.